I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sure. And speaking of food, you know what? It's a day after the All-Star game. Forget this sports talk for a while, or at least a couple minutes here. I tweeted this out.
Okay.
Everybody who's at a workplace, they can relate. When there's food at a workplace, whether it's like Steeler Friday and people bring in like buffalo chicken dip, or whether it's a place like this where people bring in like sandwiches, we have sponsors bringing food or whatever. Mm-hmm. You can tell a lot about people by their level of vulture, consumption, and lack of manners. Like, I'd love to know at 412-928-9370 what your protocol is if there's food at your workplace. Are you like do you look down on people when they like stuff themselves? Do you, when
no, but
food
it's funny you say that, because you can. That is one of the things. Usually it was just, hey, go play around a round of golf with somebody, and you'll be able to figure out who the hell they are,
yes,
just how they react. But you're right. Another thing is bring food in and just watch them. They absolutely cut each other off. They hog. They this. The etiquette's out the window, and it does tell a lot.
Like the whole cake in a break room kind of thing.
Cake.
You could tell a lot. You know, psychologically about people. There are people I have seen around food at the workplace that have ruined it for me ever wanting to socialize with them after I've seen their behavior around food. Like, they'll just reach in with their dirty, nasty, grubby hands that have been typing all day.
Right.
Or been, whatever, unwashed, uncleansed hands right into a sandwich, rip it in half, take half the sandwich, start eating it right over the whole food spread, leave the other half a sandwich laying there for someone else to come. Don't even use a knife.
Which is right next to it. They could have. That was an option. They chose not to because they just couldn't get past the fact that their caveman mentality has to dive in and knuckle down.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, it is unreal. It brings out this primal instinct in people sometimes whenever there's food around. And they're just like, there's no way they eat like that at home.
No, and then there's that guy. Then there's I'll just take a small piece, but they're back 15 times. Just take one big one and be done with it then. I love watching that one. The kind of the slow walk. This is my seventh trip. Although I'm polite, I'm nice, I'll let you go first. But it's just funny to watch the count.
Yes, the pick out of the bunch of small little trips. How about the stand and graze guy that is by the food spread at work? Like, I'm going to stand and not put it on a plate, but I'm going to, like, take a fry. I'm going to take a chicken thing. I'm going to take this, and I'm going to just stand with my hands and pick it right out of there. That guy.
That guy probably bothers me the most because he's licking his fingers and putting it back in there.
I know. And then there are people, the take-home people. You know they're taking so much, and not all of it is being consumed, and I'm going to go and take some home. Bobby and Lebo. Bobby, good morning.
Hey, guys. This is a fantastic topic. I just wanted to comment. I think it's a quality versus quantity type thing. The quantity aspect I'm not too much concerned with, but the quality aspect, like you said, if you're licking your fingers and touching stuff, it's just disgusting.
Does this happen at your workplace? What kind of workplace do you have? Oh,
gone.
Bobby, gone. Because this happens, like, we don't have really, like, a traditional workplace. Not everybody comes to work at the same time. We have salespeople, but we have different on-air people, and they just rotate through the day. Not everybody's here. But, like, my wife has a traditional workplace. You know, they go in, it's open from whatever to whatever, like, regular working hours, 8 to 7 something till, 6 o'clock or so, everybody's there. And they'll have some days they'll bring in, like, dips, or they'll bring in food spreads or whatever. And you just, not at her place, but other people have told me, too, for places they work, like these stories about, like, people will just fill themselves, and stuff themselves with stuff. I'm kind of glad we get food every once in a while, but not all the time, or have these, like, these parties. The other thing, pizza, too. People will take 2 bites of pizza and just throw it right back in a pizza box. I've seen that move, Josh.
I've seen that move too, and it's funny because you could almost, and there is a small kitchen here, and there's some stuff, and people put their name on it. So there's also the people that don't care if there's a name on it.
How about the touch every donut person? There will be donuts sometimes, and if people go through with the donuts, like with their hand, and go through every single donut.
Well, they're the same person that did what your video was yesterday, right? With the coffee.
Yes.
Left that little tiny drip.
Brian in the port, real quick. Brian, real quick, what do you got?
Oh, man, I was on a construction site. Two painters, two electricians, two roofers, right?
Mm-hmm.
The homeowner decides she's going to go get pizza and hoagie for lunch for everybody. So we're all sitting there waiting for the pizza to come and food to come. The electrician starts eating his lunch out of his lunchbox. Pizza comes. I'm not even that hungry. He goes over, takes two big slices of pizza, slams them on top of each other, starts eating it, okay? Now, there was a hoagie. There were six of us. We figured, okay, cut it into three, you know, cut it into six pieces. He reaches in with his big-ass hand, grabs a whole half of the hoagie, sits there eating, dripping Italian dressing all over the floor, didn't even care. And then he goes back and gets a couple more pieces of pizza. I mean, guys to say they're not hungry and just eat it all, it was incredible.
See,
if
good
you were there, you'd have been laughing your ass off.
Is he a good electrician?
No.
Yes! Perfect!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.